This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is a Friday morning show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. MasterChef 2012 has wrapped up for another year after months of intense competition. It was down to Julia and Andy on Wednesday night, and our favourite Sparky came out on top, and he's on the line right now. Welcome to Joy, Andy.
G'day, Leo. How you going?
I'm really well. Now, firstly, massive congratulations on the win. Best result ever, I think. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Improved so much over the competition. Has it all sunken in yet?
Nah, not at all. I've heard the audio and seen the video probably about 50 times by now, and still, I pinch myself every time I see it.
And you're the first to admit you weren't the best cook when the show first started, but out of all the contestants, you really improved week on week. What work did you do behind the scenes to ensure you didn't go home?
Yeah, I think it was when I cooked in the Stanley Pub in Tasmania. That really made me think how good it was to be in the kitchen and how much this experience is such a good time. So once I got through that challenge then, I really started to think about what I had to do to remain in the competition, and that was a fair bit of study. That was taking everything in from the judges, even other contestants and what they'd say about food, even the guest chefs that came in. I'd just pick their brains and try and soak everything up.
Throughout the competition, you experienced really amazing opportunities. You went to Italy, met some amazing world-renowned chefs. What are some of your highlights during the show?
Definitely that Stanley Pub Challenge. As I said, that was the time when I really realised how much I wanted to be in the competition. Italy had to be up there. I never thought I'd see the day where it'd be over in Italy on MasterChef. So that was definitely up there for me. And the whole finals week, I mean, probably how well I performed was a massive highlight. And just to hear the judges' comments about my food 3 days, 4 days in a row, it's something I'll never, ever forget.
With your mum coming into the competition, that must have been a real highlight for you.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was probably the only time that I was nervous when I was cooking.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why, because mum knows nothing about food. I've cooked for her thousands of times, so I don't know what the build-up was and why I was actually nervous, but I loved her being there. I'm really close to all my family, especially my mum, and I loved how she got to experience what I'd been doing for the last 3 months.
Now, over the last few months, Andy, you and Ben have become really, really good friends and have supported each other throughout the whole competition. What did he teach you and what did you teach him?
I think I taught him just to take the competition for what it is. Don't look too far into it. I mean, he struggled being isolated from his family and friends, and he really loved his previous job being a teacher, and he gave up a life that he loved to enter the competition. So that was really, really tough, and as soon as I could get it out of his head to forget that and leave it behind, this is your new future, then I think he really, really shone in the competition and got a lot further than he would have if he kept thinking about home. And Ben taught me a lot about food. I mean, that guy's like an encyclopedia when it comes to food. He knows everything about everything, every ingredient. And I'm the reverse. I've got great skills in the kitchen and I stay composed, but my food knowledge isn't really up to scratch. So that's something that I needed to work on. And you know, if I ever had a question, he'd have an answer back at me straight away. So
talking of that, your cookbook deal is in the works, I guess. And what type of dishes would you like to include in your cookbook?
Look, I'm thinking of doing like a... I think my progression throughout the competition was probably something pretty special. So I'm looking at doing like a progression book. So before MasterChef, during MasterChef and after MasterChef. So in saying that, I've got 8 weeks to write it. So I'm stressing out a bit about it.
Now, Andy, when the office girls knew I was interviewing you today, they all wanted to know, are you single and what do you look for in that special someone?
I'm definitely single. For what I look for in a woman, personality definitely comes first.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not sure looks wise. I tend to chop and change a fair bit. So.
Now, finally, Andy, up for some quick fire questions?
Yep.
Okay, your perfect bloke food?
Mexican.
Nigella Lawson or Donna Hay?
Donna Hay.
bromance or romance?
Bromance.
And who's a better chef, Gary or George?
Oh, man. I can't say that. They'll both kill me if I say whoever the other one is. They're both equally as good as each other.
Good answer, good save. And a Magnum or a Golden Gay Time?
Golden Gay Time. How could I not say that after the finale?
Exactly right. Angie, thank you so much for joining us on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
No worries, Leo. I had a great time.
And congrats on the win again, and all the best for the cookbook, and have fun spending that money too.
Thanks, mate. I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, Andy, thanks a lot for that.
Bye.
That was Andy Allen. He is the winner of MasterChef 2012. Really, really nice guy. And you can follow Andy on Twitter. Just search for I Am Andy Allen on Twitter. And he's also on Facebook as well. Really nice guy. Well-deserved win.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.